All right, you're just going to have to do the opening without me. I'm over here. I'm just a tippa tapping away.
Well,
and because you know the you got to go the WWWs today because you know it's the Cyborg Monday and you know.
Oh yeah, it is 1999 again. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good year.
Yeah, look at there. Oh, look, I just bought a hoist. Okay, 50% off. Yeah. Okay.
Let's hopefully it's got more than 50% of the rated lift capacity it needs to get you.
Well, I didn't check the lift capacity. Well, it's okay for me, but Walnut Hills, nope.
No. Well, okay, let's just see. They use the Jaws of Life over there.
Yeah, just to open cans of cone to make cone teeth.
Most likely.
For the, you know, the...
the Christmas tree-shaped meatloaf.
Right.
It's not cone teeth.
By the way, stop the skit. It is 6 months until Miss Bacon's favorite holiday.
May Day?
May Day! May Day! May Day! May Day!
Miss Bacon hates me.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
All right. Well,
you know, that part of it, or did you just add that?
I mean,
okay. Well, it should be part of it.
Right, right. Well, you know, I've got a little editing to do. Yeah. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday. The 1st of December, 2025.
Try to remember the 1st of September.
In the hungover year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVey Part, and I'm one of your hosts, the one who is comforting in the only way he knows how, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh.
That is probably, I don't even know at this point. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, as always, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty. Yeah, I really never do get tired of that new intro.
Well, since we've only played it twice, we'll give it another week.
Ah, okay, perfect. Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, shall we go ahead and put the hook out there right now?
The hook. Ooh, he's.
Yes.
Do you record voiceovers in Walnut Hills?
I'm not talking about the food hook.
Oh.
The hook that we're debuting the new closing music today.
Which really isn't all that exciting. I put part of it in last week. I went back and edited last week's little show. And it didn't
that
really.
Shows that I don't listen.
Right. Well, it didn't fit because it's a different length than the previous one. So I had to do a lot of cutting and editing. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, there's a reason I don't do that. And it's because I hate it. And so yeah. Well, Big Fatty, first of all, I think we need to do this.
Oh, yes. Yes. How is somewhat special, Chris?
He's good. He's good. I think he's had about enough of me lately. But y'all were going. You were still. You know, I haven't talked to him too much. But you know, y'all, since we last recorded,
as in whole,
there was a lot of food.
Oh yeah,
I would say so.
Gullading.
Oh God. Now, did you say on your little show what you prepared for the beverage giving?
I will tell you what I prepared. I prepared nothing because that's what I was told. Bring an appetite and no food and to-go containers. And I did all of the above.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, they are smart. They are smart. Yes. Yeah, though with you there,
they don't have to, you know, worry about, ooh.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Y'all, I had a few options, and so I made the cranberry sauce. Y'all, you know, I do not like the cranberry sauce out of a can.
Right.
I do not.
Only Archer used to like that. Right. Oh, too soon.
I wonder if they saw a steep decline in sales this year. But either way, y'all, I bought some fresh cranberries last Sunday, and so
macerate them?
No, I just cooked them with sugar and a little bit of water until they formed cranberry sauce. But yeah, I don't like cranberry sauce that much, but it was good. I put a little bit on my turkey, the hats. Oh, we would just love for you to make that chocolate cake. That's so good. And y'all, you know, you hate to disappoint a Hattie person, but
right,
y'all,
especially a fatty Hattie.
I am not retired. They are. Fatty right. is. They're similar. And right. like I worked until noon on Wednesday, left at noon ish, and you know, ran a few errands.
That was an early release, right?
Well, nobody was there, so I don't know if we were early released or not, but so I released myself. It was just me, so I decided that I, you know, might as well just release. Unlike you, when you release, that's hopefully planned a little bit more.
I'm going to have a huge release tomorrow morning. Monday. Well, by the time people hear this, I will have already had the huge release.
Well... It's
not going to be pretty.
So, but y'all, you know, so I have to drive up there and all that. And this, which means, when are you going to cook all this stuff? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, if I made a cake, I would have had to make it on Sunday. And I don't really want to take 4-day-old cake to Gobble Gobble Day. So, and I'm sure it would have been fine if it wasn't cut, you know, and everything. But still, and then, because you want to eat leftovers for a few days, so how long is the cake going to be good? And yeah, but the other part to that is, y'all, making that cake, y'all, it's a Beatty's chocolate cake, and it's a recipe that I think used to be really popular in the olden days, back in Big Fatty's childhood. Yeah. But essentially,
Is it made with C's chocolates?
No, but it has a cup of hot brewed coffee in the cake batter.
Of course it does.
Which... makes it, and it's an oil-based batter, not cream, the butter, and sugar. So it's soup when you put it in the pans. But all that to be said, it's not hard to make. Now, the frosting is a little more complex because it's got instant coffee in it and all that. But
did it break?
No, it won't break. It's mostly buttercream. Okay. But all that, it makes a fucking mess. Like, because it's 100 bowls that you have to use because you have to, like, do all this stuff. And I was just like, I don't have it in me to clean up the kitchen from top to bottom because you have to whip air into things. It's a mess. So I was like, y'all, you can have that at Crema. But
I think that's an excellent idea.
I made homemade brownies, and I used the America's Test Kitchen recipe for their classic brownies, which
is that, that's and by America's Test Kitchen, you mean Dr. Stone?
Yeah. It's okay. I assume that they just call him Bridget. I mean,
that's the only test kitchen I know.
Right. And so y'all, I did that, and you know, those brownies, and I understood I could have bought brownies, and I actually went out to buy brownies. And y'all, it was $12 for the amount of brownies I needed to make this. And I said, no. Because, you know, you had to do the whipping cream and you had to do the chocolate pudding and all that. And so, y'all, I was like, I've got all the stuff. I'll just make brownies. So, of course, I dirtied 4,300 bowls making homemade brownies. Absolutely delicious. And they were fudgy and gooey. And y'all made that. And I'm going to tell you that damn... It was a trifle. It was just a trifle. It was just layers, brownies, pudding, whipped cream, brownies, pudding, whipped cream. Y'all, absolutely delicious. And
now what flavor was the pudding?
Chocolate.
Oh,
it was chocolate pudding.
Chocolate explosion there.
Well, yeah, it was a chocolate
going
explosion.
Going in and coming out.
But yeah, it was, and you know, I made basic chocolate pudding, but y'all, you make 6 cups of chocolate pudding to put in it. Y'all, it filled a punch bowl. I pulled out the trifle bowl. Y'all, the trifle bowl wouldn't even begin to hold this. So I had to get a punch bowl out. And y'all, usually you take these things and people don't really, they ate 3/4 of it.
Oh.
And so I was very happy. But y'all, these certain family members on my father's side invited themselves to Gobble Gobble Day. And that's okay. I mean, you know, we're family or whatever. And their father usually comes because he's single. Yeah. And so they wanted to be with him, so they came. But y'all, it was too much. It was too many people. And y'all, there weren't enough seats, which Tootie, bless her heart, my cousin Tootie, y'all,
it was at her house. I thought you were referring to me.
No. But y'all, it just, y'all, poor and Tootie. I don't, these family members, to be perfectly honest, I don't like them. And so.
Including Tootie.
No, Tootie and I get along, although our relationship was strained, but then we got drunk, so it was fine. But then, but y'all, because y'all, we've both been going through some stuff, but either way, y'all, I had to sit on a bench with some people and eat, and I just, y'all, I wasn't feeling it. And the Hat Arena was like, I think it's time we go. So y'all, we left, and the Hat Arena and I, and spent some time doing some stuff, but y'all.
Wait a minute! It wasn't at the Hat's house.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, it was at Tootie's, and y'all. She has a beautiful home, okay. But you know how many people these days build homes with seating for 20, and you know for dinner it just isn't a thing. And y'all, she didn't have any folding tables, nor did she have plastic wine cups. And I said, oh. And she looked at me, she said, are you about to tell me that you have some in your car? And I said, yeah, I'll be right back. So I ran out to the jalopy and got the plastic wine glasses. She's like, why do you have those in your car? And I said, you know, I don't know, but aren't you glad I did? Of course, now I don't because we use them all. But either way, but y'all, on Wednesday when I was going up there, I got into the jalopy and got going and... And I was, and all of a sudden, everyone, the shaking started. Y'all, and
you
there
or the jalopy?
Yes, the jalopy. And y'all, I mean, I had to slow down, but y'all, I wasn't going to stop because what am I going to do? And so I kept going and whatever. I knew it was a tire, so y'all, awful. A little bit better on the way back, but I also wasn't in a rush on the way back. And so, y'all went, to get the tires about, right? I was like, you know, it's about time, a little early, but it's about time for a rotation. So
we're talking about the tires, right?
Yeah. Went to the discount tire and y'all, you know, I love the discount tire.
Yes.
And you know, they do the free air and the free rotation and balancing.
Well, I didn't know they did a free rotation.
Yeah. Free rotation and balance. And so y'all, they said, oh, Mr. Vader, one of these isn't going to balance great. And so got it. Y'all, I pulled it back out onto the street that's right there. Y'all, and it was 20 times worse than it was when I brought it in. Saturday I went back and I said, look, I think it's X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you're confirming that there's no suspension-related problems. And they said, yes. And I said, so I think this is what it is. And I said, so here's what I want to pay you to do. I want you to take the tires off the rims. And I want you to look and see if foam, because EVs have foam in the tires to quiet the sound a little bit. And I said, I want you to take it off and see if the foam got detached. And if it did, just take it out. Well, we can't take it out. It's glued in. No. If it's glued in, we don't have a problem. I think that it's not glued in, which is the problem. And it's, you can balance it, but then the minute you stop the car, the foam moves again and it's out. Anyway, whatever. Y'all, they would not do it. And they balanced and they're like, we got it to balance. And so, y'all, I drove home and it was fine, just like a brand new car. And y'all.
Until it wasn't.
So then I ate a little something, loaded up the jalopy. And I was off to the Pulse Ultra Club. Yeah, I made it about 3 feet before the shaking started. Oh! But I was committed, so I just drove slow, went on up there. And y'all, before the Faye driver and the like tell me it's not good to drive a car with it, I understand that. I understand it puts extra strain on the suspension, but my options were limited here. And so y'all got to the Pulse Ultra Club, and I walked in the door, and there was Chris. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And he said, y'all, Chris's father died on Thursday, I guess it was. And I said, "Well," and so y'all, we talked a little bit. Y'all, it's stressful on him. He has some complicated family dynamics. I did remind him 23 times that everyone has complicated family dynamics. Yeah. So, like, he is not alone. We can all identify with it. We have different dynamics in our family, but they're all messy.
Fat.
Y'all, you know, Big Fatty can listen to someone and give them good advice and all that. Well, y'all, I don't have that skill set. And, like, usually it's because I don't care. But in the case of Chris, I do care. Y'all, and so I did what I'm good at, which is, y'all, I got, and I did not mean to do, I really didn't mean to do this.
You got him drunk.
I got him absolutely couldn't stand up drunk. And I, you know, it just, I don't know what happened.
Things happen.
Right. He had signed in on the guest list directly in front of me. So he hadn't been there much longer than me, but I stayed about 3 hours longer than him. But y'all, you know, he likes a fireball shot. And so y'all could have bought new tires with my bar tab.
Right.
Right. But that's okay. So obviously can't go to the funeral or anything, because it's, y'all, it's not, he, all Chris is not from the Myrtle Beach. He is not really even from Myrtle Beach adjacent. He's probably from about an hour north of Myrtle Beach. So, but also they couldn't decide on when they were going to have the funeral still on Saturday night. So, you know, we chatted, and y'all, he left, and then y'all,
are they having a funeral?
Yes, but okay. Now the funeral home won't call them back and didn't show up. So y'all, it's a little messy, but the area he's from, it's a small town, and it's, you know, but y'all, I think I also got volunteered to be the communications manager for his campaign. Did you know that Chris is running for the United States House of Representatives? He is. And so we got to talking about that. Y'all, it was a good time. The bartender there, also the owner of the Pulse Ultra Club, y'all, he's got a mullet. And I couldn't let it go. So I don't think I made any friends there. But y'all, I mean, a 65-year-old man walking around with a mullet and a Marlboro Light hanging out.
To be fair, that is the Dirty Myrtle, and that is kind of the
right,
the standard look.
You're right. You're right. I can't disagree with that. But y'all, it was, how would you describe Saturday's weather?
It was, y'all, lovely.
Y'all, it was, I woke up Saturday, and it must have been 12 degrees below zero. And maybe it wasn't, but it felt that way. I think it was closer to 30, but y'all, that's cold.
It is cold.
I woke
but
up.
It was lovely.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. It was lovely in the sun. Y'all, I had some HOA business to do on Saturday, but woke up Sunday. Yeah, well, we had to let someone go. But y'all, woke up on Sunday morning, and y'all, I slept real good. So good, in fact, I ached today because I slept, you know, on my back and without moving the whole night. But woke up.
What does that have to do with eating?
Nothing. I did eat a lot.
You said I ate today.
I ache today. I'm sorry. Oh. Because I slept on my back and didn't move the whole night. But also, I did eat today. But y'all, walked out. I got
swear
dressed.
It sounded like you said, I slept on my back, so I ate today.
Well, that too. Y'all, I had the hell waffle, does that have? I had the Waffle House at midnight on Saturday night.
Well, it was, you know, not good. There ain't nothing better than the Waffle House at midnight.
Well, look, it's a good thing I had that. But either way, y'all, I walked outside and I was dressed in jeans, long sleeve shirt. Still have the long sleeve shirt on. You know, my jacket.
This is Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday morning. Okay. Well, and I slept in, and then I was waiting because I wanted to go stop at a couple places that didn't open until 10. So I kind of lounged a bit. But y'all, walked outside about 10 a.m., 70 degrees.
Yes, it was lovely like, today.
It's absolutely beautiful today. Got in the jalopy, and y'all, she did not shake for the first three quarters of the drive home, and then she started again. So either way, you know, there's two options. One is new tires, and the other is go to Tesla next Monday at noon, which will probably end up with new tires, but
not, you know, at your expense.
I don't know. I have no idea. But you know what? We just, y'all, we got upset at the discount tire, and I had to walk out because I kept saying, I want to pay you to do this. Well, we don't really normally do that. I understand. But we're not diagnosing the problem is the thing. Like, I'm wasting my time. If you're just going to try to balance it again, it doesn't work. Like, how about, like, I will pay you happily to take the tire off the rim to inspect it to see if it, you know, if there's something wrong with the physical tire. If there's not, then maybe it is the suspension, or it could be the motor, for all I know. The electric motor can shake as well. I don't know, but like, I won't know unless, anyway, they weren't willing to do that. So we're not going back there. Regardless, we just decided that, you know.
Well, now, aren't you on leave for the rest of the year at the coal mine?
No.
Oh.
I have to work. I've got two more weeks of work. And y'all, I was going to the Lost Wages the week before Crema, but it's not working out. It's some things didn't work with that, and I was afraid to buy the tickets, which I was going to have to pay cash for.
Cash money?
Because I wasn't sure if I was going to have to buy a set of tires. And I said, you know, like, if I've got to buy a set of tires, that is a Vegas trip. And I said, that is probably wasteful for me to plan to go out there. And as I thought about it, I decided, who cares? And also, my casino host called and said that I could stay for free for those five nights. And so I was like, okay, well, that's no big deal. Well, I went back to buy the ticket and it had tripled in price. So that's not an option. So won't be doing that, but yeah. So, that was my gobble gobble week. And, yeah, y'all, the turkey we had, and Big Fatty won't know, but, my cousin Tootie bought, one of those new Jennie-O turkeys, not a turkey breast, but a turkey, but y'all, you cook it from frozen.
And yes.
Y'all, it delicious. It was absolutely, now it wasn't a big turkey, and there was no turkey left because it was, you know, there are a lot of people and it wasn't huge.
Right.
But y'all, it was good. So highly recommend that.
I've seen the, the Butterball from freezer to oven.
Yeah. I was dubious. I just assumed it would dry out because if you cook it like that. But y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Now, she didn't put it in early enough. So, you know, we had to wait on it, and then it was too hot and it whatever. But it was still good. So, okay. Yeah, highly recommend. I know. She tries. Bless her heart.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive because I don't keep up with these things, and then I have to tell you who they are because you'll never know.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Mary Martin.
Mary Martin is dead as a doornail. Y'all, comedian. Y'all, she was on that Mary Tyler Moore show, or was it Mary Tyler Moore? Yeah. Mary Tyler Moore and a bunch of those sorts, like Laugh-In. She was on Laugh-In as well.
Oh, yeah, Mary Martin on the Laugh-In. She is indeed dead as a doornail. Mary Martin was an American actress. She played Peter Pan, and she was also Larry Hagman, you know, that's J.R. Ewing, mm-hmm. his mother.
Ooh,
how about that? Who knew? David Doyle.
Ooh, David Doyle, dead as a doornail also. Y'all, actor, I see a trend here. Y'all, he was an English actor. Now, I know he's not Sir Francis Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes creator, but it was his son who, you know, co-authored some of the books and also was an actor.
David Doyle is indeed dead as a doornail. He was an American actor. He was on Charlie's Angels. He was Charlie's manservant or whatever, and he's never also part of Rugrats. You know, do we know anyone who did cartoon voices or anything? Robert Irwin.
Ooh, I assume senior dead. Y'all, ironically killed by a stingray of all things. He was an Australian TV ecologist and whatnot.
Robert Irwin is indeed alive. He was the son of the Irwin you're thinking of. And he just recently, as in last Tuesday, won Dancing with the Stars.
Did he take his pants off?
No, but he should have. Bob Gowen.
Oh, Bob Gowen. Also dead as a doornail. Y'all, Bob Gowen was... what sport was that? Football. He was an athlete. He later turned announcer. Yeah.
Yep. Bob Gowen. He's alive.
Oh.
And he was an American TV host of Entertainment Tonight and of a version of the Wheel of Fortune. He was the host when the Wheel of... Yeah, it was the Wheel of Fortune live. No, that was the Price is Right live that came here. Mm. He was the host of it. So how about that?
How about
that? Do we have time for one more?
I guess we're going to go long, yes.
Okay. Charlene Tilton.
Oh, Lord. Charlene Tilton is alive as far as I know. And y'all, you would best know her. I mean, she was an actress of many roles. But y'all, she was on that Designing Women. That's how you would know Charlene Tilton.
Charlene Tilton is indeed alive. She is an American actress. And tying it all together, she played Lucy Ewing on Dallas. Oh. And we always... she had the large breasts, so we always referred to them as Charlene's Tiltons.
Oh, that was back when Cyber Monday.
Back when things were much more inappropriate. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, right, there you go. How about that? Well, y'all, before we go, y'all.
Oh, wait. Have we got one more? Can we do one more?
Sure.
Okay. Richard Keith Thibodeau.
RKF. Y'all, he is dead.
Thibodeau, T-H.
Okay, RKT. Y'all, he's so unimportant, I don't even remember how his name is spelled. But y'all, he is dead as a doornail. Y'all, he is a classic author. I believe he has a window there in the King's College in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Richard Keith Thibodeau, or however it's pronounced. He's an American actor.
Why would it have said different if you had said Thibodeau?
American actor and a drummer.
Oh.
But he's best known for portraying Little Ricky on I Love Lucy.
Oh.
How about that, huh?
Yeah. At least one person we know would have gotten that.
Babaloo.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all, okay. Well, before we go, and I know we're going to be a little bit long, y'all, we got an e-letter, and I just want to read it because I feel like it's funny, and it's someone we haven't heard from in a while. So and
you're not going to read it?
No, we are going to read it. Y'all, I have no voice because last night. But y'all, and it's not from Miss Bacon. We certainly haven't heard from her. Y'all, the subject of this e-letter was 20 years of chaos and cackles.
Uh-oh.
And the e-letter says, congratulations to Larry H. Fader and the BigFattyOnline.com team. Wow, 20 years already. Still too young to be Still too young to go be let in the Fun Hog Ranch, but that's never stopped the LFC from ruining the jukebox playlist in Lost Wages. Who knew this train wreck could last this long without completely derailing? Kudos to you for keeping the chaos alive and well. From the moment the death copter first took flight, we knew we were in for a ride. Your ability to take us from the coal mine of despair to the peaks of hilarity is unmatched. It's a wonder how you've managed to ruin our sense of humor in the best way possible. And let's not forget the mantra that kept us all grounded: you're fat. It's like a warm hug, reminding us that some things never change. Thanks for the 2 decades of service and for reminding us that sanity is overrated. Here's to many more years of delightful disaster. Now, where's my Soy Candles by Phoebe's Black Friday discount code? Keep it questionable, Glavitas. Made with Apple AI.
I knew it!
Made with Apple AI because Glavitas is fat and lazy. Sent from my iNatter. There you go.
How about that?
So thank you, Glavitas.
And you're the Glavitas, former number one fan of the BFF.
Yeah, I know. It's about time for him to start thinking about his trip out here to make an appearance. For the halftime spectacle. So thank you, Glavitas. Right. And that reminds me, I need to go play some bad music at the Fun Hog Ranch really quick. I gotta edit. So yeah. We love getting e-letters, but thank you, Glavitas.
And hey, if someone wanted to send us an e-letter, how would they do that?
Well, they would send it to meh@thelfc.online. And we might read it on the air, or it might just disappear like all of the Laughing Buddha's e-letters do. Oh. So you just never know.
You know, Daniel Bieber hates that email address.
I mean,
well, it's done. It's done its duty, right?
Right. And I mean,
he hasn't used it.
And I mean, I think it's just more jealousy of the audio quality.
By the way, Crooked Hat says he does listen to it.
I hear that on your opening. I don't listen to his old show because I don't
listen. Well, nobody listened to it this week because he didn't do one. So, you know, he's gone from he's in, you know, full speed ahead, out doing the old gal. You know, she went from 5 shows a week to 3 to 1 to none. Yeah. He went from 5 to 1 to none in about, you know, 4 weeks.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Do you think there's any turkey tetrazzini with corn teeth? No, I think there wouldn't be any leftovers.
I think it was all eaten during the 17th airing of Father Knows Best Home for Christmas.
Oh, too soon.